The Grammy Awards are only a few days away, and many are wondering who will be the big winner of the night. Last year, British pop singer Adele swept the awards, taking home a total of 6 Grammys. This year looks like it will play out much differently. There's no clear frontrunner in any major category. With so many equal contenders, the Grammys are anyone's game. Nominees for Record of the Year include Taylor Swift's breakup anthem, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, and Gotye's Infectious, Somebody That I Used to Know. Gotye and Swift, along with fellow nominees Kelly Clarkson and Fun, have all hit number one on the Billboard charts. But considering the runaway success of both Fun and Gotye singles, these artists are poised to take the top prize. This year, it was hard to escape Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe. So it's no surprise the catchy tune is nominated for Song of the Year. Call Me Maybe earned considerable radio play in 2012. But it's hard to say how fond the Grammy committee is of Jepsen's runaway hit. Brooklyn's Fun seems a likely contender to snag the award for its song, We Are Young. English folk rock outfit Mumford & Sons has yet to win a Grammy Award. The group appears poised to take home the Album of the Year Award, but stiff competition from fellow nominees Fun and the Black Keys makes this category one to definitely watch. One artist who might go home empty-handed? R&B singer Frank Ocean. Ocean's candid debut album, Channel Orange, won over music critics and fans alike, me included. Yet, the rising singer could likely lose both New Artist and Album of the Year. Ocean has a long career ahead. It's filled with plenty more chances at Grammy nods. Hopefully, he won't take his potential snubs too seriously. Whoever wins, it's bound to be an amazing night in music. Can you say Twitter overload? Jillian Baker, Annenberg Radio News.